Jeff?
Yes.
It's Jeff Goldblum. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thanks for speaking with me, Jeff. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we're sorry that we had to reschedule. I think we're a little later than originally planned. Please forgive us.
No, it's quite okay. Yeah. Jeff, you're a West Coast guy, right? You just come here?
What's that?
Do you live here in town, or do you just come here for this and that?
I have a house in Los Angeles, and that's where I usually base myself, but I've rented an apartment now for all this work that I'm doing on this Law and Order thing until May 8th we finish up. So that's why I'm here now, although I lived here for 4 years originally right after high school, and I did a Broadway show a couple years ago here, and I would come back and forth to do movies, so I spent a lot of time in New York.
Right. Detective Zach.
Are you on some kind of speaker phone? I can barely hear you. You're distant location of some kind.
I'm sitting as close as I can to it. Does that help to be a little bit? I'm leaning over now.
I'll just alert every molecule in to be receptive.
Yeah. Well, the charge of Adam Resurrected is because it's an electric performance and it gets you all zapped up in the particular and exciting energy that you give off when you've got a really good part, which is why I was having such a good time with it. And
thank you so much. I appreciate you saying.
And that really is, it's not a very unique opinion that I'm offering here, but it's one I agree with.
I appreciate it no end. Thank you. Well, it's gratifying that people get something out of it. I worked as hard as I've ever worked on the part. You know, it's as challenging and demanding a part as I've ever had, and delicious, and spectacular.
Yeah.
I did work as hard as I've ever worked. I had it luckily a year before I started, so I immersed myself in that whole year and did many, many things.
You know, I just got that same kind of energy. I can remember the first time that I snapped to attention when I saw you on screen, which was going way back to Next Stop Greenwich Village, when you got angry at that guy at the audition. That was the best. That's when I said, this guy is somebody that's got it, you know. And I know you don't get it's not an angry thing, it's a charming thing, it's a seductive thing, it's a mesmerizing, personality thing. I know that it's not the same type of energy, but I felt the same kind of snap from it, if that's not putting it too vaguely.
Hey, thank you so much. That's very
nice
to hear you.
Thank
you. Yeah, I remember that part. I remember that movie.
The hound thing, too, is nice. You know, I'm trying to remember the last time you played a really unregenerate and truly successful and mesmerizing ladies' man. Basically they all kind of like get weak-kneed in your presence. When's the last time you did that? I can't remember anything that was like this.
No, I've done. Let me see. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know, but I mean, I've done, elements of things that are somewhat related to this, but nothing with all these facets and depth and emotional demands. Little particular demands. But let me see. I suppose in that movie, what you're talking about, there might have been a movie called Mad Dog Time or Trigger Happy. I just have
okay.
I was kind of a suave character in that, here and there,
Well, the thing that I couldn't quite get out of Paul, and I spoke to Paul in the offices there last week, and oh brother, hang up for a second, Jeff. I'm sorry. Hey, am I going in?
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm doing a there's a work being done on the there's some water leaking through. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Water leaking through.
Yeah, the people upstairs, something to do with their radiator or whatever. So.
They can't keep that bathtub running like they do.
So when you can, just out of curiosity, I wish I was, but listen, you got to make decisions in life. You have to say, I can't do this, but I can do this. I can't watch commercial series television and do everything I got to do. So I've never seen Law and Order at all. And I know, has your stuff shown up yet on Law and Order? The Zach Nichols thing?
They start showing, or they wanted to once they start showing them, show them straight through without a break. So
yeah.
Our schedule allows them to do that as of March. Next March, they start to show it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is I would watch a commercial TV show if I could just, if I could watch a Jeff Goldblum personality just kind of like, carouse through it and just drink in your personality and your energy. I would do that. I would watch that.
You are so nice. Well, see, tune. I don't know which ones they're going to put on first in what order, but so far we've done three of them, and I'm always thrilled to be doing whatever I'm doing, I guess. But I do like this a lot. I love the people I'm working with. Dick Wolf is very smart and great, and then the writers, directors, and I love Julianne Nicholson, an actress I'm working with, and Eric Bogosian is on our side, and they get great people to be on them. So I like the, and I like this character they've sort of developed for me. I like it. See, you might give it a sample, see what you think.
Okay. Is there any chance of any kind of theater work? You haven't done that in a long time, have you, or have you?
No, I have. Yeah, I've been. Recently, I did a couple of years ago. Is it now two or maybe it's four?
Yeah.
Time flies. Did this thing on Broadway called for 6 months called The Pillow Man.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, idiot. I'm sorry. I saw The Pillow Man. I've lost my mind. I'm sorry. I just had
going on. I had a good time with that. I enjoyed that a lot. And then this last year, I just finished with Kevin Spacey in London at the Old Vic Theater.
Okay.
For 3 months, we did a run of Speed the Plow.
Were you Fox or Gould or which?
I was Gould. I was the Jeremy Piven part now. and Kevin was the other part. And we had a lovely actress with us named Laura Michelle Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And it was wildly well received in London and broke ticket sales there. And we did a very nice 3 months of it. And I like what we did a lot. It was a highly nutritious, entertaining, educational, and spectacular experience.
The only way to do that is no breaks between the acts and just go straight through, right? Like the current Broadway? Is that how you guys did it?
What we did, we did a lickety-split version of it that was, I liked it a lot. Matthew Warch has directed it, who's now done Boeing currently here. But he was very sensitive and brilliant and
right.
Loved what we did.
Yeah, yeah. Can you tell me about anything that has, I mean, at the very, what I was trying to say before about Paul is that I don't know exactly when people are going to be able to see Adam Resurrected and your performance in it, because he said it's being self-distributed, and I don't know when that's precisely going to happen. Presumably you guys know.
I can tell you, yeah. It comes out in two cities. It comes out here in New York tomorrow.
Okay.
For 1 week,
all right.
They tell me, at the Quad Theater, which is on 13th Street,
yep.
I think?
Yep.
And that's the 12th, that's December 12th. And then December 19th, it comes out in Los Angeles at the Sunset 5, if you know it.
Yep, I do know that, yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's where it can be seen. Now, besides all these, it's been in film festivals,
Yep.
And I think it's... Did he tell me it's okay to say that we're going to Berlin? I think, I don't think I've been getting, when last we talked, he said, that's a new information, but I think it must be commonly reportable now that we're going to be in the Berlin Film Festival, and we were in Telluride and FI, like that. And then we've been having screenings, but now for this 1 week time, you can see it there, and then we'll see what happens after that.
What about people being sent it in the, I know it's a very expensive undertaking, but it just seems like people should at least see you. Maybe screeners are being sent? That's what I was thinking. I would.
Yeah, no maybes about it. They did it. This producer is very generous and passionate about it. Ehud Blyberg has done a producer, and with this subject matter, that's as far as I can gather, unprecedented, where an Israeli and a German produce a movie like this about this subject. But he showed Werner Wirsing, the German producer, who wept copiously, reportedly, on reading it and said, I must do this. But Ehud Blyberg, the Israeli guy, right, read this book when it first came out, and for the last 20 years it's been his passionate mission and love project to turn it into a movie, and he's gone through many adventurous, rollicking tales through these couple of decades, but finally brought it about, and now at this point, yeah, he's spending some money and producing it, and he sent out all these screeners. Yep, I okay. sent out a bunch of them so that everybody gets a chance to see it if they all want.
Right. I ran into him and did some back and forth with him when his film, The Band's Visit, was unfortunately taken off the Academy list for Best Foreign Film. It's a beautiful Chaplin-esque film. I'm sure you've seen it.
I know. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a very impassionate fellow. Nice guy too.
He is very, very nice. Yeah. He brought this about. Yeah. This movie has gone through a bunch of. I mean, some of the tales that were told to me was that the writer Yoram Kanyuk of the great writer of the wonderful book from which this is taken, that I recommend, it's getting issued,
yeah,
called Adam Resurrected, got a call from Charlie Chaplin early on, who started to bark over the phone and said, you know, I got to play this part, and then years it did get made, and then years later, Orson Welles wanted to play the part and make the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been through a lot of different episodes.
Right. You know, somebody was talking to me the other night about... speaking about early performances of yours, somebody was talking to me about. We talked about the Next Stop Greenwich Village and about the Annie Hall and everything. And someone mentioned, which I completely don't remember. And that's I even remember you in Death Wish. Unfortunately, I didn't like that. I wish you hadn't done. I don't remember you particularly in California Split. Can you help me with that? What you played?
Yes, I can. I was also very young in that. That I even did before Nashville. You know, that was in like 72 or 73. I was born in 52, so I was 20 years old. I play Lloyd Harris, and I have two... Let me see. Is there one scene left? Yeah, I think there's one brief scene left in the movie of the two little ones that I originally shot. There's a scene... I'm the editor, the boss, the chief of that magazine that George Siegel is working for.
Okay.
And misbehaving.
All right.
Around and being errant in all his duties. And at one point he says, he refers to me a couple times and says, does Lloyd know I'm skipping out or da 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 da? And then at one point I go, he's just sort of skipped out, he got snuck out, and I open the door and there's my secretary out there or something. I said, did you tell so-and-so I wanted to... Did so-and-so come by? Yeah. And did you tell him I wanted to see him? Yes, I did, sir.
Uh-huh.
And what did he say? He said, thank you very much. That's what he said? Yes, sir. All right, thank you very much. Okay. And then I closed the door. I think that's the romantic scene in there.
Okay. Yeah. I love the one-armed piccolo player.
Robert Altman, of course, and I like that movie. I think Paul Schrader... I've taken his sort of college course on movies, mm-hmm, which I can tell you about. Says that's his favorite movie on the subject of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said that to me. Yeah, and you know he was. I didn't realize that he was a critic and worked with Paul and Kael and written Schrader on Schrader. In the year that I was preparing for it, I got into that and saw all his movies, and then said to him, Are there movies that I should not have missed out on by this point?
Uh-huh.
And he was here. I was in Israel at the first time. It was my first visit to Israel, and I met him, and we went over the script for a couple of days, and he said, yeah, this is a restaurant. He took a while, and he, on his napkin, he wrote 20 movies. And he said, these are the ones, most important movie ever made. He says, it was Rules of the Game. I hadn't seen it at that point, but I bought all these on Criterion later, and watched them. I'd never seen Masculine Feminine by Godard, which I'd never seen Fassbinder's movie, Ali, Fury of the Soul.
Right.
I'd never seen, I saw again, the two movies that he says he watches before he makes any movie, which is Performance and The Conformist. And many other movies. His favorite Hitchcock is Vertigo, and he talks about Bud Bedeker and Seven Men from Now. So, you know, I wanted to learn about him and get on the same page with him before we embarked on this, you know, collaboration, which I knew I had to be very trustful and, you know, in cahoots with him closely. And so I was happy to take that little course. Isn't that a bunch of interesting movies?
Those are... Every one is exquisite and a classic and definite candidates for ownership. I mean, those are great films. Do you have a Blu-ray player and a high-def?
I do now, yes.
That's the latest passion that I've been... I mean, it's actually a toss-up. You know, I have to be at screenings. I'd rather watch all this great stuff on Blu-ray, which I just got this a little while ago.
I know, it's a great thing, although this movie, Adam Resurrected, I'd seen more than any movie that I'd ever done, because after it was finished, early on, Paul likes to tell the story, I came with the whole thing memorized a year before, and in fact, my students, I like to apprentice things I'm working on. I teach for the last period of time, and I have a place in my backyard, this guest house, and I learned it, all of it, and then would have run-throughs of it daily like a play, and they'd play the other parts, you know.
Uh-huh. I just hit on the vehicle for the Jeff Goldblum personality movie. Not necessarily a TV series, but I would also pay to see a new My Dinner with Andre with yourself and somebody else. That's yet to be determined. Just talking for about an hour and a half. Because you're a really good spinner, a rapper, you know.
That's hilarious. Well, I've had a couple. Chris Walken and I have been in four movies together. We've never had a scene together, but we've come to know each other a little bit. And I like talking to him. I get a kick out of him.
That would be fantastic. Those you two guys. That would be a really, really interesting film. All it's just a matter of finding your way through what you guys would talk about, what it would be about. But it would really just the two of you. You have very distinctive styles. Everybody knows your personalities and you have a great voice. The whole thing would really, you know.
That's hilarious. Did you see that movie I made, Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh, you should see this little handcrafted thing that I kind of helped produce and worked many years on that finally came out. I think you can get it on Netflix. Is it called Pittsburgh? Oh, I know what I was going to say with all that other stuff. Yes, not only did I do all that preparation, but then after we finished the movie, I knew I was going to have to redo it. I was going to revoice it, you know, for one reason or another. So I got a copy of the movie, rough cut, and then would watch it every day for, I had a couple of months. I'd watch it every day and go through my looping with it and just, you know, have ideas about what else I wanted to do and redo the narration and da da da. I've seen it more than any movie. And then I saw once it was finished, I saw it with different people and I wanted to see it with an audience. But it wasn't until, this is in the what you were talking about, but it wasn't until I saw it big and projected that I got so much more information sound-wise from it, and picture-wise, I really appreciated it much more big. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's awful nice to watch something at home. I like that, too.
Yeah, it's a big... I think our 15 minutes is up, but I could talk a bit more, but it's just... I just hope that everybody listening to this interview and... I hope everybody sees you in Adam Resurrector. That's the main thing. So I hope that happens.
You're so nice. Thank you. I appreciate talking to you. Thanks.
All right. Jeff, be well. Nice talking to you.
You be well. I'll see you soon.
Take care.